W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge once again found the DACA program illegal, but that federal judge in Texas kept existing protections in place. DACA is the Obama-era program that provides protection to some undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Means DACA is likely going to be decided by the Supreme Court. Workers at the big three car makers could go on strike Thursday. That's the deadline for a new deal with the United Auto Workers, and UAW President Sean Fain said,
"We are preparing to strike these companies in a way they've never seen before."
He said for the first time, workers could strike all three, Ford, GM, and Stellantis at the same time. Tactical teams took escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante back into custody in southeast Pennsylvania after he spent nearly 2 weeks on the run. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed full and unconditional support for Vladimir Putin as the two met in eastern Russia. This is ABC News. A Senate briefing on artificial intelligence had members of both parties expressing their worries about the emerging technologies. ABC Stephen Portnoy says executives were also in attendance.
The closed-door forum for senators drew Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, the head of the company behind ChatGPT, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk.
It was very civilized discussion, actually. Among some of the smartest people in the world.
Musk, who last year bought Twitter, says he worries about AI targeting humans.
The question is really one of civilizational risk.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who organized the session to educate his colleagues, says a bipartisan consensus is emerging. It might soon be time for a law. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
A teenage driver was taken into custody in Orange County, California, charged with intentionally striking three bicyclists last weekend, killing one. Authorities say they made the arrest after they found the suspect's vehicle in Huntington Beach. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th. With one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
But we're coming to a town near you, all across the state of Wisconsin.
Mike and Dom kicking it all off in Wausau this Thursday, starting at 4 p.m. Live from Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, and good morning. It's a brisk, I mean brisk, Thursday morning out there. 47 in Green Bay, 46 in Oshkosh, 45 in Appleton. Well, I got those backwards, actually, but that's okay. 46. What is it? I just looked at that.
It's in the mid-40s,
I just
John.
Looked at that. It's like Green Bay 47, Appleton 46, Oshkosh 45.
Yes.
Good morning, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM WISS, coming your way out of Oshkosh. How are you, everybody? It's good to see you. Beautiful Thursday, either way. Packers Sunday coming up once again. We got a lot of stuff going on. I don't have much of a voice this morning.
No, that's because you, and I was, I don't know that I do either. So this morning thing, I know we've been doing this for a few months, but when we have evening events, I know you had an event last night. I want to hear about that. Your respect for law enforcement at the Riverside Ballroom. And then I had to call bingo at an event I was at. And 7 o'clock, I felt I was kind of tired.
Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just getting warmed up.
Well, you get up at, 4:30 and all of a sudden 7 o'clock, it's like, wow, I'll admit I was there last night. I was tired, and your event went a lot later than mine. But
for mine, it was just the drive home. That always gets,
yeah,
you know.
See,
tonight I have to do a golf tournament, then I have to do the live auction. And I'm a little concerned about my voice.
Yes.
So I might have to bring you out there.
No. Tonight I already told Todd, tonight I'm going to Costco. So get your list together, because we're running low on stuff. We are actually running low on, you brought in the Cure, whatever that's called.
Don't. Christy Whatever. Always makes fun of me. Oh, how I
the
say
coffee
it.
Maker, but
Keurigs.
Yes, so I got to go get some more of those. Okay. Tonight.
Get some sugar. Get some sweet and low.
Oh, yeah,
that's I can't right. drink you, without sweet and low.
Yeah, so, and just because of the diet, we're shifting gears. We're done with that cream. There's a new cream out there that is really healthy. I'm buying that now. So we're gonna. Okay. So we're.
All right.
This is all, John. I did my 3 miles yesterday, man.
I'm proud of you.
I did. I did. Just I really did, you guys. I know you guys roll your eyes.
I really did.
Yeah, I did.
What's the thing, Todd? The old thing, he doth protest too much.
Yeah, when you keep bringing it up, it's like, are you sure about that?
Isn't that a Shakespeare thing?
Oh, man, too early for that. But anyway, you go to your golf. Well, you have a golf banquet, not a golf outing. Banquet. Who's that for? What's it?
VFW and Kakana.
Nice.
Yeah, and man, they're giving part of the proceeds to my veteran amputees.
Great. Good event.
Yeah. So last night, I vowed that I was going to not eat much at the banquet. Riverside Ballroom, phenomenal food.
They don't have any good chicken there.
So it's like, nope, thank you. I don't want any mashed potatoes. Nope, thank you. I don't want any gravy. Nope, thank you. I don't want any stuffing. Roasted chicken? Give me 4 pieces.
How can you pass on
Well, then,
that?
You know, you read about it, and it's like, well, that's, you can't eat it. Just don't eat the skin. And it's like, here's a hot fudge sundae. Just don't eat the hot fudge. Right?
I mean, look, I'm, that, wow, I get so, That's where, John, it's like Lay's potato chips, even with a little trivia. You can't eat one.
You just can't.
You just got to say, you know what? No.
But I couldn't.
That is, I know.
And I took a bag home with me.
Yeah, see, that's, Ken does that, like, to, like, if you do a speaking engagement there, he's like, you want to take a bag of chicken home? Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I know.
My car smells so good.
It does.
If you want to make Milton really happy, have him just go sit in my car right now. He'd go insane. He'd hyperventilate.
Like he would
Roasted chicken is so good.
We have Todd, don't we have Natalie from Well O coming on?
Yeah, she'll be on next Friday.
Okay, so a week from tomorrow. Wow, a week from tomorrow, and she's the one who runs the whole wellness initiatives for Brown County. So we need to have a conversation with her. Not
almost like a what's it called if somebody has a problem?
An intervention.
Yes. Thank you, Todd. That's the word I was looking for.
I don't want it to be that. I want it to be like, oh yeah, we do that. We do that. So
yeah,
we should try to do a couple things. And I don't think taking home a bag of chicken and probably eating half of it on the way home is the way to start that conversation. So, but anyway, you had a great banquet. I saw some photos.
It was great.
It's great you do that.
It's the Green Bay Preble Optimist Club that does it. And I just think it's an outstanding thing. It's to honor local law enforcement people.
Yeah.
And they give it's great because it covers all the bases. It gives scholarships to high school and college people who are going to pursue a career in law enforcement.
Yeah.
It honors current law enforcement members who go over and above, you know, on a regular basis. And then it also honors, and last night was Tim McNulty, longtime chief in Ashwaubenon, for the Lifetime Achievement Award. Yeah. So it's really great that it covers all bases, and I can't think of a group that deserves some public recognition more than the more than law enforcement.
And that's nice. They're reaching out to the youth.
Yes.
Because remember the chief was on, the fire chief, and he had some concerns about the bench.
What are kids doing these days? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I really and truly don't. But like when I was at the showcase of Home the other day, and I said, how's it going labor-wise? Oh. He says, well, I'm okay because my guys are mid to late 40s, early 50s. But once they retire, because it's a tough job, you know, for backs and knees and things like that.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not sure where that workforce is going to come from. Why aren't people going? I would, if I could go back, if they said, hey, Mino, you got another life. You're going to start over at 22, 23. I'd go into a trade. I'm serious. I'd go into like building or carpentry or masonry or plumbing or something. I would do that. Or welding.
And it can always be the part-time cash.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs a side hustle.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. Hey, there's a new program. I was talking to a lady yesterday.
And I'm still shocked that I've put out the call so many times. You've helped me about a little part-time thing. And I said, hey, I'll do some manual labor and, you know, framing or demoing houses, all those kind of things. Todd, did I get any calls?
The phone rang, and when I picked it up, it was the sound of
crickets. Chirping. I was going to say,
that's about it.
Why would they?
Because
you know why?
Because when my phone rang, it was a sound of laughter. So
because
it was,
of what you said about me being over the hill, and they heard that.
Over the hill, overweight. What else did I say? Yeah. John, I think there are some things out there. We may have to look a little bit harder because you do have some qualities, but I just don't know that
I want physical.
I think it would be...
No, I want physical.
Didn't we just have a friend of ours that we... Well, I don't know, John.
What?
I don't want you to get hurt and then, you know, maybe be out for the season.
No, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So okay, we got a huge show today,
folks.
We got a tremendous, tremendous show today. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. We got Jacole Hall. She's the founder of Vespire 316. And he's an Appleton firefighter, a former Marine. Jacole's husband was a Army veteran, and suffered consequences.
Pre-testing,
we want to talk about how cancer develops in some of these people. It's a real tragic story.
And what we can do about it.
It's wonderful what they're doing right now to get that in the forefront. Rocky Blyer. Talk about a great human being. Rocky Blyer, originally from Appleton, played for Notre Dame, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, won 4 Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a Vietnam veteran, a wounded Vietnam veteran, which is incredible. And then we got Lori Banks.
I just want to say, and a decorated Vietnam veteran,
decorated.
Too, right? Doesn't he have a Purple Heart?
He certainly does.
Yeah. Bronze? Yeah. All right.
No, cool. Purple Heart.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have...
You go ahead. Need your glasses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't get the print.
Can you make the print? I can't. Won't go any bigger, huh, bud?
It'll look like it. Look like an eye chart with a big E at the top.
You know what we should do? Laurie, I do. Like Johnny Carson used to ever see the guy holding the big cue cards that he'd write up with like a magic marker.
Okay, but we a big event coming up this weekend, and the weather is going to be perfect, and that's for the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, the 18th annual Walk for Wildlife. So I was obviously there when we started that. Lori Bankston, who was one of our employees of the year, I don't know what, maybe 2008, 9, 10, very dedicated. And you just walk around, you see all the animals. They're very active at it's between 8 and 12:30. So the animals are obviously more active in the morning. That is a great walk around event. Get your steps in, John.
Yeah.
Maybe more than 293 or 32, whatever you
62.
Had. 62. But Lori's great, and we have her coming in as well. Hey, I just want to. Oh, we have Matt.
Yeah,
Matt was coming in.
I mentioned that to you earlier, so we had an addition to the show.
All right, so Matt Miller, Irish Fest, that is a fun event, right? You just can't miss out. Irish Fest, that's going down on Appleton Friday and Saturday. That's 15th and 16th at Jones Park. So Matt's going to be calling in. We're going to talk to him about all the festivities going on in Appleton. So
Appleton, I'll tell you what. I lived in Appleton for a couple of years.
Love it.
And I was within walking distance of downtown.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Every weekend, there's something going on down there.
They got it going on.
They're
whatever, if it's the Main Street program or College Avenue program, whatever it's called.
Farmer's Market. I don't know if you've ever been to that one on Saturday morning. Yeah. Wow.
They have a little bit of they have a great community there, but they also have the college right there too.
Yeah, Lawrence,
and that's
great,
pretty cool.
School,
so,
school.
Yeah, well, that's a great.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. So, lots of stuff going. Okay, so one more thing I want to mention to you. So, I told you that I wanted to be a astrologist.
Yeah, I know.
Astrologist.
You'd be reading people's cards and stuff.
What did I want to be?
Astronomer, right?
An astronomer.
Okay, you should probably know before you start being on the radio telling people what you want to be. But okay.
So, walk outside this morning. Jeez. Did you see that star or planet or whatever it was in the eastern sky? I'm not great with directions.
And you're not great if you don't know the difference between a star and a planet. But,
well,
okay, let's pursue that career.
It was the brightest thing I've ever seen in the sky.
Planet.
Did you see that?
Planet.
I did not this morning, no.
Oh, my God. Did you see it?
No.
It was look at the Star of David. It was unbelievable, this thing. I could have followed that to Bethlehem. It was
well. Here you are, John.
Huh?
You've taken second. Here you are.
Where in the world is John Mino?
Right.
He's on his way to Bethlehem.
Hey, do you know where Bethlehem is? Anybody here? Well, you're going the wrong direction.
You talked about what you want to do, and you know, an astrologer, whatever, you're astronomer, whatever you want to be. There's a program. I talked to this lady yesterday. I want to talk about when we get back. It's called Look Back, and it's like if you had to look back, is there something you missed in your life? And there's a program where you can fill that. She's going to She's going to Paris for 3 months.
Wow.
It's part of the look back program. Living with a family. They set you up. She's living with a family.
I don't think I want to live with a family.
Me either.
You know what I'm not.
But anyway, isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, very cool.
But you don't have any regrets. You're successful.
Everybody loves you. Lots of regrets.
You do not.
Like I don't have my welding degree yet. I don't have my.
You don't know the difference between a planet and a star. That's scary.
I don't have my CDL to be a long haul trucker yet. I want to do those things. I want to build houses. I don't have that. I want to convert silos. I'm not doing that.
We have a lot of positive things coming up, John. Don't bring us down.
I'm just saying.
This will help you with all of that.
All right.
A lot to look forward to.
We got to send it to a quick break. We've got a jam packed show. And do we have trivia today, Todd?
I got something lined up for
you. And we might have a chance for people to win.
Yes.
All right. And where did we end up in the House on the Rock?
Oh, it was completely no.
It wasn't completely by
quick
like
break,
two. By
after
two.
After this, the smell of victory.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 69. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 53. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 74. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the mid-60s on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Even though it's nice out there today, it's time to replace your drafty old windows. Not during the dead of winter. Not to mention, Pella has a really great deal going on right now. Pay as low as $19 a month per window and $75 a month on patio doors. Pella windows are rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented. It's professional. It's efficient. First, they come out for a free consultation. You plan with them as they can create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, stain, material size, and everything else. It's no wonder why Pella is rated number one by homeowners as the window brand easiest to do business with. Customers often remark how quickly and unobtrusively they work. When finished, you can't even tell that somebody was in your home. The only thing they leave behind are perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on the 30th.
Awesome deal.
Fantastic
deal. We love Pella. We love all our advertisers.
Yes, we do. No question about it. So just to go back a little bit, yes. I did win the contest resoundingly.
Just barely.
I guess,
Todd, okay, let's just, for those of you maybe just joining us, yesterday we had a conversation about attractions in Wisconsin. And
right.
Everybody's Lambeau Field, Bay Beach, and all. And I'm like, well, and everybody's been to House on the Rock, too. And John's like, I haven't. I'm like, what? And I think the majority of people have. So we did a survey, and we actually made an effort. People called in, but then we actually went out.
Man on the street,
yeah. And window washers across the street, and
bus drivers yelled
up to them, stopped at a bus, and talked to the bus driver.
Dog walkers.
So, yes, and it was very, very close. Todd, what were the results?
Yesterday, I remember the yeses were at, I believe, 27, and the noes were at 31 when it was all said.
Not even close enough for a recount.
No. Well, no, that wasn't the 1% thing, but anyway, that is true that. But then when I got to work yesterday, people were like, oh, my God, you know, I was driving in and I just wish I would have called. So and that was, I think, five people that said that.
Same people. Say, oh, I should have voted for you. Same type of thing. Yeah.
They'll tell you what you want to hear. Yes. But
we had another one we were going to do. What was your other one? Were there some? Todd, what was the other one?
I don't remember. He was trying to come up with something and I don't know. Zip and Pippin.
That is by far the majority of people.
Go ahead, talk for me. I got to give this to Todd real quick.
Okay, that is by far the majority of people have been on the Zip and Pippin. And let me tell you why. It's one I was helpful in getting that ride here and kind of off the ground. And many people, I couldn't believe it, have never been on a roller coaster. And I was like, you kidding? And, you know, they hadn't been to Six Flags or, oh, I might be a little bit afraid of a roller coaster. And that is the nicest ride, you know, a minute and 40 seconds. Everyone that I was running up to, and this one I'll win hands down. If you ask the person on the street or man on the street or texting, have you been on the Zip and Pippin? That I would put serious money on. Well, I don't say overwhelmingly. The majority of people will have say, yes, I have been on the Zip and Pippin. Oh. In our listening audience, Todd, you've been on there.
I've been on there. Uh-huh. Yeah. See? But I wonder about people in the southern area of our listening area.
Todd, this is the EAA. This is, so Oshkosh has some pretty cool, and you got that nice amphitheater park.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so a lot of Leech. Us from Leech, right. So a lot of us from Green Bay have been down to experience those things. In Appleton, we go down there, Mild Music. They got a lot of cool things in Appleton. Obviously, the PAC is fun. But then the south come north for our two major attractions. One of them plays football, and the other would be, I think, Bay Beach. So I'm not kidding you. I think when we talk about the 41 corridor, what kind of happens here and there, I do think that those two attractions, Lambeau, Bay Beach, Zip and Pippin, I think the majority of people have experienced that. Well, hi, you guys. Our guests are here. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to do that? Or you want to do that today, tomorrow?
Let's do it. Let's set it aside. We'll put that on the extra list one day.
Okay, you guys. So just make sure you get the text number, the phone number. But we are going to do that. Have you experienced the Zip? We're not doing it today.
Well, I want to do it today.
Let's do it tomorrow because we got a full show today, and
that's fine. It's just that smell of victory. It's like you get.
I hear you, and
to
I
that.
Need it. I need
you
it.
Get
can I
to that.
Can I make a wager here? Yeah. Can I tell you what I think is going to happen? Yeah. I think it's going to be another situation where. Jim, I think if you take a step back and really look at it, probably not going to have as many yeses as you think. I think a lot of people have, but I think there's more people that haven't.
No, that's where you're wrong. No.
But the contest will make people aware of it. So next time we do it next year, maybe that will change.
Mm. No.
You're stuttering and stammering.
I can't think of...
It's not attractive quality in you.
How to respond to, he's kind of my boss.
Hey, Rudy Giuliani,
that is true. I think people have experienced the Zip and Pippin. For a guy who went out a lot.
No, I did not. I have never been on a Zip and Pippin.
Yeah. Well, they're just.
Todd, have you?
You could not. He has.
I have.
He has. And John, even if you wanted to get on the Zip and Pippin, I'm not sure you could.
Why?
So,
why?
Well.
Restrictions?
Yeah.
Which type?
Okay. Have you been in those carts? Todd, you got to admit, those are really, really tight.
Yeah, they're tight.
And I had a guy say to me, and this is a long time ago, he said, Mayor, my goal, and he was a little rotund, and said, my goal is to lose weight so I can ride the Zip and Pippin. And sure enough, that's what he did. So I would have to put Mino in that category, but maybe he could fit in there. I don't know. I don't want to pick on John because he's my friend, but John, you may have to ride it next year. I don't even know if
what
you wanted
mean?
To. Well, I was just explaining to Todd, you know, those Elvis was thin back in the day, and so he could ride that, but you put that safety bar down, there's just not a lot of room.
Can't you grease me up?
That's a lot of Crisco.
All right, we'll have a Crisco donation.
All right, we have some very special people coming up.
They're in the house.
And Jacole and Corey are here. Local Appleton firefighter, former Marine, talk about a very, very important event they are doing. And this one, you want to talk about something that's going to tug at your heart. When you hear from these wonderful people, they're coming up. Rocky Blyer's coming up at about 7 o'clock. We've got a lot. We've got an absolute full show. And you know what? For my listeners who are listening, my people, you can text me and let me know if you've been on Zip and Pip.
My people.
Mine or the mayor. Back after this.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Eye-opening new details after the capture of Pennsylvania prison escapee Danilo Cavalcante.
Subject is in custody. Confirmed subject is in custody. Authorities say Danilo Cavalcante admitted during 4 hours of questioning that law enforcement got so close, officers almost stepped on him 3 times during the manhunt.
We were only 5 or 6 feet away.
Surviving on watermelon and drinking water from a stream while burying his bodily waste in the woods to avoid detection. Cavalcante escaped a Philadelphia area prison on August 31st, days after a jury convicted him of killing his ex-girlfriend.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Looming strike deadline at midnight tonight by the United Auto Workers Union. President Sean Fain says offers from Detroit's big three automakers aren't enough. The automakers say they're in a financial bind with huge investments needed to build electric cars. And Hurricane Lee closer to New England, churning up rough surf and rip currents. It's a Category 2 storm now. This is ABC News.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
DeVette.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The mayor here on WGBW 633, 45 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh. We have some very, very special guests here today to talk about a very important and I hate to say it, almost like heartbreaking at the bottom of this. Jaco, I'm going to go with you first and go ahead and describe yourself, who you are, and basically why you're here, and a little bit of the background, please.
Okay, sure. Good morning. Thank you for having us. Yes, my name is Jacole Hall. Dominic Hall was my husband.
Former quarterback at Xavier, I believe.
Of course,
yes. I did one of his games.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, back in the day. Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yep.
Yes, and recon Marine, Special Forces Green Beret. Appleton police officer, a good man. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer
at such a young age.
Such a young age.
30, 31?
Yes, 31.
Yep.
And passed away at 33, September 4th. We just kind of celebrated his anniversary with a wonderful service at the Xavier High School Chapel with Father Patrick.
That was
really nice. So during our journey, we were just so blessed from the community with just the outreach of prayers and support. And we kept feeling like we had, like, there's no way we can pay everyone back. There's no way. It was so much. We were so thankful. And so we decided to pay it forward. And we both just really felt passionate about our journey, and we didn't ever want anybody else to experience what we went through. So we created Vaspire 316. And basically, I want to raise funds and be able to hand a check to another veteran family diagnosed with cancer from toxin exposures.
And I want to get back to that because mm-hmm. I have a really great friend who's been in here several times now. Yeah. In fact, when I went to Afghanistan, I stayed with him in his tent and everything. And he and his roommate here in Green Bay were both in Iraq, and they're around the burning pits. Mm. And both of them, young guys, healthy guys, both diagnosed with cancer, one with thyroid cancer and passed away. Mm. And my buddy John, who's probably listening right now, and he's big with the Cancer Foundation right now, throat cancer, stage 4 they found it at. And they're both around those burning pits. And I'm 100% convinced that's what caused both these real healthy guys, non-smokers, to get cancer. Mm. Can you talk a little bit more about what you've learned and what you've studied about exposure to different things for our military personnel?
Sure. And again, I'm not military personnel.
No, I know, but...
No, I know nothing, but...
But I'm sure you studied up on it once it happened.
Through our journey, we were working closely with Hunter 7 Foundation. If you don't know who that is, I definitely recommend Google search, Instagram. It's Chelsea Simone really helped us on our journey. And it's actually also looking beyond burn pits. Dominic was exposed to toxic exposures, even drinking water.
Yeah.
In... Even stateside, so it is sad to think about all the exposures on top of everything else that they go through you go through, and so Chelsea was able to kind of pinpoint the Fukushima nuclear disaster March 11th of 2011, and those toxins are what pretty much caused the pancreatic cancer.
Wow!
So to call that pancreatic cancer, they're all
terrible.
Bad. That's really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, we Johnny and I have both had friends who've lost because of that. But what? Well,
lost my sister to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Radowitz. And what could have been different? I mean, granted, he still lived the life he did, right? Mm-hmm. His military service and some other things.
Police officer,
right? Mm-hmm. Some testing there. Is that what is there something you could have done different? And that's not a way to live your life. But I mean, you've got this passion, this cause now to help families. Do you mean help them after they get the word or help them so they never get the word?
What's your main goal with this?
It originally started out, my main goal was just, I want to give you $10,000. I want to write a check. Here's $10,000. Do what you need to do, because I know during this journey of fighting cancer, of spouse fighting cancer, it's just sometimes going to get my nails done made me feel really good after a really horrific day. And so I felt guilty sometimes doing that. But I just want to say, here, take this. Do what you want with it. And as we kind of learned about this journey, there was a company called CureMatch that also reached out to us saying, hey, if you would have known about us sooner, your outcome may have been different.
Ugh.
So we're so thankful that now we know. And that's also something.
And part of it is now preventative, right? What you're going after for testing and things like that.
To find it early.
Yes.
So early detection.
So that's what CureMatch does. Tell me a little bit more about CureMatch, because you said tell me a little bit more about them.
CureMatch is an organization that helps find a better medications for your cancers. So if you would have to call them, talk to them, and then they can give you, some of them are FDA approved, some of them are not, some of them are experiment. So just knowing that they exist and knowing that that's an option is key.
Right.
And then the Grayley cancer test kit is what we're raising funds for.
And they're like $900?
Yes, $950 per test kit.
The Grayley test kit is, you want to make that available to everyone and anyone? Because we talked about testing. Johnny and I have been working a little bit on breast cancer awareness. And again, I'm an advocate for prostate, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of guys that's like, come on, get the test. You're gonna
lost my dad to that. Oh. So, yeah.
I'm not saying pretesting is always going to cure it, but at least, correct, like you said, you can maybe
get a better
manage
shot
it.
To fight it.
Right. Yes. Better shot to fight it, and you can manage it if it's happening. Yes. So tell me a little bit more about this test and how people can participate. Because I'm all about testing. I mean, this whole country, we spend out of a dollar in healthcare, like 98 cents on taking care of it and only 2 cents on prevention. We need to shift that.
That's a good
spend
point.
More on prevention, which is what you're advocating for.
Yes. So, and I know taking the test kit, you know, you can put it off because who wants to face that? However, I look at it, you know, take the test and plan for it instead of the community and your loved ones planning your funeral.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. Let's talk a little bit about the gentleman next to you, his role in raising funds for all of this. Hey, Corey, give me a little bit about your background, please.
So my background kind of pales in comparison to Dom's, but I was a Marine Corps. I am a Marine Corps veteran.
Awesome.
From 2010 to 2015. I got out and moved to the area. I'm not originally from here, kind of a transplant. And then it started at Appleton Fire Department back in 2021. And, you know, since I've moved here, I've, you know, started doing marathons, stuff like that, Ironman.
I've never seen you at them.
Yeah. It's
what's that weird? Yeah. You're so focused.
I'm the guy way behind you is where I'm at.
Oh, no wonder I didn't turn around.
He just can't accept the serious conversation. You're right, getting this guy, all he's done with Marines, and Johnny, right, translated, John's sorry. Never done a marathon and never will. But anyway, back
you
to
don't
you.
Know that.
Thank you for being here.
Fine.
So how did you get into this very important cause?
So I, one of the Appleton firefighters, this time last year, got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. He was very close with Dom. And when he went out, you know, the timing's all kind of roughly close, but when Keegan Murphy got diagnosed with lung cancer, it was roughly the time that I thought I wanted to do this ruck run that I'm going to do. And, you know, Jacol talks about, you know, pain, purpose with your pain. And I didn't realize it at the time, but that's what I wanted to do. So I reached out to Keegan. I said, hey, I want to do a 100-pound ruck marathon.
So it's not just enough to do a marathon.
No. I wouldn't do it. Why do it unless you get 100 pounds?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's exactly right. And so then, yeah, Keegan and, you know, me and Jacol, we met and came up with a plan that, you know, because one of Keegan's big things too was early detection through Hunter 7 and these test kits. And, you know, it's just one of those things, if we would have had the resources available, because, you know, Keegan, same thing, burn pits, same thing with fire, you know, being exposed to all the contaminants in a fire as well. So, you know, just finding ways to be proactive with, you know, if you do get the diagnosis, the earlier the better, you know.
Absolutely. Do people then sponsor you by the mile, or is it donations you take? I mean, you are running this marathon, 26 miles, with 100 pounds on your back. That's why we couldn't see him, John, because it was
our vision. We had an extra 100 pounds on our gut.
We couldn't see in front, and you couldn't see in the back.
Right.
Anyway, is that the marathon that's coming up this fall? Which one are you doing?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
We would like to help you. How do people do that? Even if they would call
or
text
you,
or sponsor?
People sponsor you, or
yes, absolutely. So through Jacol's got the website memorized a lot better than I do, but it's through Recon Sniper Foundation /Vaspire. There's links to donate and just type in, you know, Corey or whatever, because Jacol also has this separate foundation going for, you know, military families who've been diagnosed. So
can I ask just the Vaspire? What does that mean? Does that word mean something specific?
316 have some significance, I take it?
Yes, it was. Dominic was a very faithful man, and we love God. And so Vaspire kind of was virtuous aspirations, just be right. a good person, do good. And virtuous aspirations was just too long for me to type. And I'm like, if I don't want to type it, nobody else is going to want to type it. So right. I just cut it in half and made it into Vaspire. And the 316 is John 316,
right.
love.
Right.
Just love one another, be good, and, you know, be a human. Awesome.
John, you should have, no, John, big altar boy. Not as
altar boy
me.
Hall of Fame.
I was, but anyway, I figured there was, you could just, when
his
you
brother's
read it,
a priest and he didn't know that.
When you read it, you can feel it. So
oh,
that's a great
you.
Name.
Thank
I
you.
Think you did well with that. Your marathon's coming up this Sunday, and you are going to raise funds, and the funds are going to go to these kits. Is that, did I understand that right?
Yes.
I think, and are those kits, how will you distribute these $950 kits? Will they go to firefighters? Because I think you guys are kind of, there's got to be insurance for people who are working, right? Or no on this?
Yeah, but they, like firefighters, police department, they don't have these kits specifically. Oh. You know, so we do have a lot of like prevent, like once a year annual testing, you know, yeah. stuff like that, blood draw. But it's not doing the screening that these tests are able to do.
It's not as deep as we need to get so we can get this early in the game. Okay.
That's right. Awesome.
That makes sense.
You know, because Keegan, before he was diagnosed, he had a physical months prior and passed
with flying
light. Colors.
Isn't that the worst when that happens?
Unbelievable.
I mean, I think we've all had. So
our goal is, you know, we're starting modestly and small, but, you know, start with Outagamie County, police, fire, veterans.
Well, that's great.
You know, and just kind of start from there. And, you know, I'd like to be able to expand that and keep. Anybody who wants them kind of thing would be the awesome. Ultimate goal in the end. But
so I
you're very potentially saving lives.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt you are. Hey, I just want to get the website again just a little more concise.
Well, that's not him.
Website rsfvaspire.
Okay.
Dot, or excuse me, vaspire316.fundraise, no D, fundraise.
Are you writing this down?
FUNRAISE.
Todd, are you writing this down? Todd's writing it down.
All right. We'll read it back later in the show. Yeah. I just want, because some people they listen, they go to work, mm-hmm. and other people get, okay. But I want to promote this. I want to talk about, I think running the marathon, we hold you in high esteem, and to throw 100 pounds on top of it, like, tell us just a little bit about training. Neither of us will ever do that, but I just, you know, for
why
our listeners.
What, you're so pessimistic. I have aspirations.
Okay. So am I right? They're all nodding their head yes, but thank you.
I have faith.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, my training, I try to keep it pretty similar to a normal marathon workup, you know, where I did a half marathon back in May. And
okay.
broke the half marathon record with the 100 pounds. And, you know, that was just kind of part of my progression into the weight and into the miles. And then for the past, you know, all summer, I worked up to 20 miles. And then the past couple of weeks, I've been tapering down.
We're going to watch you, Corey.
We were only going to have you for one segment. Todd, can we hold him over? Can we go hold you guys over for a few more seconds?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. We're not sure if we got your kids on the Disney Channel. We're trying to hook up the Disney Channel back there.
We have a great green room here, but we don't know how to use the TV.
Yeah, it's myself and Jim. And who's the other gentleman back there? That's Dominic's dad.
Okay.
We weren't very good with the old
Notice our technology.
Yes,
we have the yellow legal pad in front of us. That's how we communicate.
So they're probably watching CNN. Mido and the Mayor, back after this.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 69. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 53. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Highs around 74. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered storms Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the mid-60s on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW. This segment brought to you by Pella, your window to the world. We have two outstanding guests here, Jacole Hull and Corey Asmuth. And just talked with Dominic's dad. This is like, did you go to Xavier?
I did not go to Xavier.
Where'd you go?
I did not. I went to Freedom.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes.
My Irish.
My town girl over here.
Go
Freedom Irish.
Irish
for the Fighting Irish. You
very
bet.
Cool. Oh, my gosh. One of my good friends was their head football coach for a lot of years.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah. What year did you graduate, if I could ask?
Oh, boy. 04.
04? Okay.
I'm an old lady.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, right. Mr. Krewald at all?
No.
Oh, he was their most recent coach. He's the sheriff now. Did you know that?
No.
He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is ironic how these are. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, made the first tackle of the last Super Bowl they were in.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Just from Shiocton, small town boy. Mm-hmm. And made it big, and he's the sheriff now. And he had coached at Freedom for a while.
Oh, cool.
And then, you know who we've got coming on our show next? Rocky Blyer, who's the most famous person to come out of Xavier High School. And Dominic had been a quarterback at Xavier High School. Is this ironic how things are going today? Wow.
Xavier, love the Hawks.
Yeah, there you go.
So Corey's running a marathon this Sunday, and the funds that Corey raises are going to go to help get these kits for testing. And we talked earlier, we just don't do enough preventive measures in this country. And we're working on it. There's some legislation that has to happen, but we're not talking about that today. Today we're talking about raising funds for people who don't have access to some of these deep dive tests. I mean, this isn't just something where you go in and a blood test. You actually really look as deep as you can for this pancreatic type cancer.
Is it DNA type stuff or how do they find this? How do they try to find this?
Yeah, I'm not sure of the science behind it. Okay. But yeah.
Well, you could explain it to John, and he wouldn't either. So just make it up.
Hey, okay, I'm just going to say this nicely, and everybody, these guys will get it. We're asking a Marine a question like that.
Yeah, right? True, right?
Is that what you guys say?
So, and again, if people, they're listening, and they want to say, look, Corey, I'd like to help you out.
Specifically, how can people help?
So we can do, you don't have to give us a whole $950. If you want to make a check payable, $25, whatever it is, anything helps. You could send a check to the Appleton Police Department.
Easy. Yep, I mean, just Appleton Police Department, Appleton, Wisconsin, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure you got that.
And
yes.
Put Best Buyer 316 maybe on the
memo.
Yeah, on memo, you know, put right. Corey.
Or you can stop by and drop off a donation.
Yeah. And then, if you go to my, there's a Facebook page, Corey Runs for Vastbuyer, and that's got links to everything on Facebook.
Okay, perfect. Corey Runs for Vastbuyer.
Yes.
We'll just go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Those two things. So for the techies, Facebook, for people like me, we'll stop by or send a check.
Yeah. Corey Runs for Vastbuyer 316. Love
Facebook.
It.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. No, was that Facebook? Or
Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. Stop embarrassing me in front of my friends.
That's true. All right, sorry to do that. All right, this is great what you're doing. And, you know, this whole awareness, I think this, Johnny and I are on this program and we're hired by Civic Media. We've just lost some of the local good things that are going on. Gannett, the newspaper, they don't cover it. And the TV stations are all either about the weather or the national stuff. And that's not who we are. You know, we are about the local. And there's a lot of good things going on, but there's challenges too. I mean, we're interviewing a homeless guy next week that's going to come talk about some of the struggles he's had in Outagamie and Brown County. But he's fine now. And that's what we do. So just thank you for what you're doing. And you know, we want to be partners with you as time goes on, next couple months, if you want to come back, tell us what's next. But this is great. And we need to support this. I mean, these tests, I don't know that we could save a life, but we could manage a life better.
Well, especially pancreatic cancer, I just think is the most evil thing out there in the world. I just do. Can you tell us a little bit about what Dominic probably went through once he was diagnosed with that?
Oh, man, yeah. This is also the type of man he was. The second we found out, he immediately called his coworkers because he wanted to tell them personally, and he didn't want them reading it from an email. He called them and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know I'm not going to be in work because I was just diagnosed." And to be honest, I was like, "We're going to fight this. Yeah. You got this. Like, you are Dominic Hall. We are the Halls. We are going to fight this, and we're going to make it through this.
You're a great football player. You're a tough Marine. You're recon. You're all these things.
Yes.
Indestructible."
So that was my vision. I think for a while I maybe was just in shock and never once even imagined the unimaginable. And so he was just always took it. He just took every punch just gracefully and fought gracefully and didn't complain about it. And we became closer with Father Patrick at St. Pius. And when Father Patrick would say, you know, "What would you like to pray for?" he always said other people. He always said, "Let's pray for so-and-so. Let's pray for this person and that person." So it's hard to think back. That was about 2 years ago now when we were first diagnosed. And then for the most part, every appointment was just kind of bad news. It was just bad. And there was...
It's relentless.
Yeah.
That type of cancer is just relentless.
Mm-hmm. And the chemo, the medications that he was on were really, really, really tough on his body. This is another good story. He vicious, vigorous vomit, diarrhea. Yeah. Yep. However, that first week he lost 10 to 14 pounds, but he was the best man in his brother's wedding. He still was there that day because he would do anything for his family. And obviously he loves his brother and his sister, his parents. He was a good family man. And he was there that day and didn't complain, didn't make it about him, and just called his friend like, "All right, you know what? I'm ready to go home now. Can you come pick me up?" And it was a wonderful, beautiful wedding.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Please don't take this the wrong way, but what a way to go out as far as that's your legacy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You know, they all say don't go whining and kicking and screaming or go out with your head high. Amen. And it sounds like that's what he did.
Absolutely.
Which is such an inspiration.
It is. And when you read about some of this, a courageous battle, those are the people that really, they don't make it about themselves. Like, I don't know. Do you ever think about what you do? I mean, Job, you know, why me, you know, but just to be that strong. And it's a great example to the community, to your kids, for sure. You know, how strong Dad was.
What a role model right there.
Mm-hmm. Look, and that's sad. There's some good out of that. And you said when you sat down this morning,
take your pain and make something good
right,
out of it.
Right, and you're
make
doing that.
Positive out of it.
Again, we got the marathon coming up this Sunday. You know, we can definitely support this. Stop by the police department, drop off a check. And because, look, if we can pool some money together and get some of these kits and save just awareness, right? Just preventive awareness to something as devastating as pancreatic cancer. And tell me a little bit more about your website one more time. Todd wrote it down, but go through what, if they want to contact you at VASPR 316.
The VASPR 316, the website is rsfvaspire316.fundraise, FUNRAISE.org.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
This is good stuff.
And all our respect in the world for what you're doing and for what Dominic did for our country, for our community. Corey.
Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for having us on.
Oh, yeah. Best of luck, man. We'll tell you what.
We'll see you at the marathon, Corey.
You ever need a training partner, we'll call Todd.
Right, it ain't going to be us.
Thank you.
All right, you guys.
Thank you so very much for being here.
We'll
best
have you
of luck
back
on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Anything we can do for you, you let us know, okay? Awesome.
We're here for you.
Sounds very good. Cool.
All right, thank you.
Can I ask you guys one last quick question? You guys ever been on Zippin' Pippin' in Green Bay?
I have not?
Huh, no. Corey?
Yeah, my it was my 6-year-old and I
went. Sorry, we're out of time.
Okay. Two of us.
Sorry, we're gonna be back.
All right.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.